We are back with another amazing audioblog episode, and this time we are returning to a tried and true format, the roundtable with all three of your 2017-2018 volunteers. My name is Gabe, and I'm here with Karen and Zoe. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good to be back, Gabe.
It is definitely getting darker and colder here in Nome. We are down to, what, about 5 hours of sunlight?
I think 5 hours and 5 or 9 minutes, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Less than a month away from the solstice.
Yep, and then we start gaining again, which I personally am happy about. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about how the darkness is affecting us and the winter. We've gotten some colder and more snowy, stormy weather recently. So what that's been like and kind of some of the things maybe that are exciting about the winter. Maybe Karen, since you have been so recently out of Alaska to a more perhaps sunny place, you could talk a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, well, it was quite an interesting experience. I was gone for a week, my first time back to the lower 48 since June 2016. I went home to Pennsylvania, and then I also spent some time in the Big Apple, New York City, which it was a surreal experience, mostly because it was such a short whirlwind of a time. But I mean, the sun was actually setting at a similar time that it does up here. But the fact that there was still so much light on the front end of the day compared to what we get here when the sun is rising about, you know, after 11 a.m. now, whereas, you know, to be back in that environment where, you know, it rises at a normal time, like 7 in the morning. So that was quite interesting. And I think, you know, something that, you know, when I was talking with Margaret, you know, she's like, oh, you look so refreshed. And that's kind of what that experience was like for me, to kind of be back and then to appreciate being in this environment again. And I think in general, I've just learned that, you know, when we say like, oh, it's tough to be up here in the winter and, you know, it's challenging, to actually allow myself to feel challenged, that it's not a sign of personal weakness or like not experiencing Alaska to the finest, is that it is harder in the wintertime for many people for a variety of reasons. And so it was nice to have that context to then come back and be a little bit nicer to myself and be like, oh, you know what? It's hard, and we're doing this together, and we're doing so many different things to kind of, you know, keep our sanity and keep, you know, doing what we're here to do.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. I am like lamenting the loss of the sunlight, and it is getting to me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish the sun would come up earlier in the morning. But then I remember like the reason I came here was to be challenged in that way, and I'm definitely feeling challenged by the lack of sunlight, but I think it is good to kind of be aware of that, and that it is okay to feel that way, and it's a really interesting experience to have. This is sort of your second winter here in Nome. I wonder if you've have anything that you remember learning from last winter or that like is helping you get through this winter or anything.
Something that I've learned over being here is, in Alaska, you know, it is like very physically demanding on you. So it's been this past winter and this current winter, I've definitely had to take my health and wellness so seriously in a way that I never had to before, in terms of making sure that I'm getting like a meal that's going to get me through the day, in order to ensure that I am getting exercise, that I'm getting outside, that I'm talking to people, you know, just to really be being more intentional with that. And while, you know, I'm personally excited to, you know, in my future beyond K&OM, to be in an environment that, while I'll miss Alaska, but I'll be in an environment that's like a little bit more chill than Alaska in one respect, that I'll still be able to take the lessons that I've learned here and apply them to my life anywhere else. And so I feel really grateful for that.
Yeah. And Zoe, I wonder if you could maybe take us through a little bit of what of winter weather we've experienced so far, and then kind of what are you doing to maybe cope with some of the winter challenges?
Yeah, we actually had a weekend that was bookended by blizzards a couple of weeks ago, which was personally very sad for me because my stepdad was supposed to come visit, and his flights got all messed up on both ends of the visit. So he wasn't able to come, which was super sad. But we've had snow on the ground for a while now, but I think only in the last week or so, the temperature has really plummeted. It definitely feels different on my face. Something sort of strange that I've noticed is my first 3 months here seem to go by super quickly, and the last two have felt very slow to me. And I'm not sure what caused that, the change in like perception of time, but I wonder how much the darkness has to do with that. And if that just like messes with your sense of time. Although consciously, I haven't really minded the darkness too much. I've been reading a lot lately, so it feels very cozy. I've been taking my vitamin D and sitting in front of the sun lamp sometimes. But I think the biggest change in my life recently, I started going to the gym, which is not really something that has usually been a big part of my life. But it is surprisingly awesome to get hot and sweaty in the winter. I think a possible negative outcome of me going to the gym so much is that that has been how I've been exercising. So I haven't been as intentionally spending time outside.
Yeah. One of the things that I remember former volunteer Maddie speaking about was how much she loved walking on the sea ice. I think there's even some CD in some kind of crevice of the truck or of the house that is, I don't know if she made it or not, but it's like specifically, I think, songs to walk on the sea ice too. The sea ice hasn't happened yet this year, so that's something that I'm still looking forward to as we get into the real depths of winter, is walking out on it. It's really a fun experience.
Yeah, I'm super excited about the sea ice, especially getting to ski on the sea ice. I've been out cross-country skiing a number of times so far. We've had enough snow to do that. And
his picture was even in the paper.
Yeah,
skiing.
I was featured on the front page.
Unidentified, but just a skier skiers in taking advantage of the break in the harsh weather.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun breaking out the skis on a sunny day. And I've even just sort of skied across the open tundra. And the sun is sort of at that oblique angle, very close to the horizon. So you're getting beautiful stark light on the mountains and just sort of lighting up the snow on the tundra. And it's those are kind of the experiences that just make it all worth it for me being here. It, just reminding you of that extreme beauty that we're getting to experience out here.
Something that one experience that I've had that I think best illustrates how kind of present and mindful that you have to be every time you leave the house, especially as we're going to get into the temperature that's not just in the teens, but hovering around zero and also hovering below zero, is more than once I found myself filling up the truck that the station has at the gas station. And I've forgotten, you know, because I'm riding in the car, I'm like, oh, well, I don't need like all of these things because I'm not walking outside. But then I forget, you know, even if it's just a few minutes to fill up your gas tank and you're standing out there and you don't have gloves on. I've like had this multiple times because I guess I keep not learning my lesson, is that I'm standing literally in the middle of town. There's people all around me. Like there's cars going by. It's not like I'm out in the middle of nowhere, but the temperature is so cold and with my bare skin, like on that nozzle when it's so cold and it's blowing. So like I've actually like almost, you know, gotten damage on my fingers because it was exposed to that kind of temperature. And it was just like the most surreal experience while I was like desperately trying to put, you know, fabric over my hand as I was like trying to wait for this tank to fill up, to be like, wow, even though there's like the convenience and the safety of all these things around, like if you're not prepared and if you were, you know, being silly and you forgot your gloves while filling up your tank of gas, like you could potentially like get at least a very unpleasant like red hand that you have to then like, you know, massage back to warmth later on. So I think that's just something that I think most illustrates the fact like how smart you have to be every time you leave the house. And also as you live your day-to-day life here, because it's extreme challenges. But as Gabe mentioned, it's also, you know, extremely beautiful. So
God, those sunrises are just incredible. Today it was all red, just blanketing the clouds with beautiful crimson light. It was spectacular. Well, thanks guys for being here. And thank you, dear listener, for listening to the KNOM Volunteer Audio Blog. Stay warm wherever you are. KNOM!